Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yod Aleph. We're at Kol Kedisia Shehi L'Shem Shemayim, which here again, Ruchai Velazhina takes a totally different translation, even of the words of the Mishnah, as opposed to all of the traditional Mefarshim. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler said in the Mishnah, Kol Kedisia Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Seifa L'Hiskayim, Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Ein Seifa L'Hiskayim. He said that a simple meaning is that a gathering, as in Kedisia Gadola, if it's L'Shem Shemayim, it will have a kiyum, and if not, not. Now he, that is Rechai Velazhina, does not go with this translation at all. As a matter of fact, he explains this Mishnah in a manner in which he deals at length in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, in his discussion of Gehenim and Gan Eden, and how these things work. So let's learn what he says, and then maybe try to have a little bit of an understanding. Yodua ki asaisa ada mitzvah u'mekayim mitzvah Hashem u'bayna aylamais al yaydim kedayshim k'may sh'amru zechreinu levracha atikri banayich ela baynayich. We say when a person does a mitzvah, he builds aylamais. He builds to translate aylamais, literally worlds, but he builds a certain reality. And that's what it says, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem, those who study Torah are your children, atukim banayich ala baynayich, they're building. That when a person does mitzvahs, he creates a binyan habafuar, a beautiful binyan in the spiritual world. K'may shekasev ha'asim devarei b'ficha, l'ntoye shemayim u'liyasoid ha'aretz. I put my words in your mouth, and through them you will spread the heavens and build a foundation to the earth. V'zehu scharei b'olam haba, that's Gan Eden. Gan Eden, olam haba schar, is what a person builds in this world. Shenois tibloi kol olamais, ha'olamais v'ha'irais al yadim shenitais v'al yadim. A person in olam haba gets that which he creates through his actions in this world. It's called Gan Eden. It's a place where a person is misadein, where a person has the spiritual pleasures for eternity. So that is a binyan that a person creates through his good deeds. And the reverse, through Averis, a person builds empty worlds, and he builds, he adds kayach to that which is evil, and weakens, so to speak, the kayach of the heavenly influence, and with those actions he destroys spiritual worlds. The Gehenim is a person has to dwell in a, I don't know, it's hard to picture it, but we live in the, some of us live in the post-movie era. So you picture the picture of a post-nuclear disaster world, right? They step out of the shelter and they see a destroyed world. So that's sort of the world in which the Gehenim is, where a person has to live, if through his actions in this world he destroyed. And that is what he creates and he's punished with afterwards. Now, fortunately, he adds, we have an idea that Gehenim lasts only a certain amount of time, 12 months maximum. He says, V'achal kibul on sheyhem heim kolin me'aleyen. After he's mekabel the Yiddish, these points of destruction disappear. They have no kayak, they have no chiyus, only from sin. So now that idea that he said till now, he says in Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim, he adds that it says Hashem created man b'tzelem elokim, which is a mysterious expression. Man is not created in a form kaviyachal of God. God has no form. So we understand, B'tzelem elokim, God can create worlds, and a human being is given that ability to create or to destroy olamos. That's the picture of Gehenna B'Gan Eden. Until here, everything is wonderful, The chiddush here is that he plugs it into our Mishnah. Any gathering, which is L'shem Shemayim, so it doesn't mean a gathering of human beings. He's talking about the heavenly worlds. Shekonas v'nivru basic teirasi mitzvaysav. That were kedusia, that were gathered through his good deeds. Seifei liz kayem. Talmud Rebbei, ki b'sadeid bohem, b'idun v'taynug netzach, ki hem olamais nitzchi v'kayam ablad. So he says, kedusia, which is, funny thing, l'shem shamayim, so to speak, actions which are gathered for heavenly purposes, they remain. And the Gehenna that he creates is not permanent. Now, you have to understand that there are many different images of Gehenna or Gan Eden that are mentioned in different Svarim or even by the same author in different places. These are all Mishalim. We don't picture Gehenna as a building or Gan Eden as a building. These are all meant like L'saber HaSoizen. We don't understand the concept of spiritual pleasure or spiritual pain. And therefore, it's very hard to picture it. So therefore, it gets pictured with all of these illustrations, all of which are ma'ed. It's not a sheker. It's just it's a poor imitation of the real thing. It's not something that we can picture. But this is the way, at least, that he is... He's picturing it, and the idea that what a person does creates and what a person does destroys in a permanent fashion, that's basically the idea behind this Mishnah, according to Reb Chaim Volozhin. So as I said, it's a new pshat in the Mishnah, and okay.
Would that fit in with the idea that after 120 you go to the Masifta Rakia, and you're learning whatever you learned in this world you have up there, and that's what it is that you're...
Same idea. They say for the Chafetz Chaim, that upstairs you get a shas, which is the same shas you use down here. I expect some lines are faded and some lines are sharp and, you know, you suddenly have an oven missing somewhere or, I told somebody that I lost at Lavai, he's gonna get a shas with Amid Bezes. Because he comes to the Daf Yomi about half an hour late every day. So you get a shas with all the Amid Bezes on his shas. But he said it's okay. The next cycle will come for the first half. So, at any rate, this is all meant as an illustration. It's not how literal it is. It's hard to say. Okay, we move on to Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Aimer, Yehi Kavai Tamidcha Chavav Alecha Kishalcha. Right, that part's not so bad. Your friend's covet should be as chavav to you as your own. Okay. But the next one, the honor for your Talmud should be like your own honor. Honor for your friend should be like fear of your Rebbe. Why should that be? This is sort of an upgrade system on the airlines, you know. Wherever you are, you get an upgrade to the next one. So, Talmidcha, your Talmud should be like you. I think your Chaver should be like you, right? No, your Talmud should be like you. Your Chaver should be like your Rebbe. Your Rebbe should be like Baruch Shemayim. So everyone gets upgraded one level. All right. So if it's a lesson, it'd be this Tavis. So it's a nice Mishnah.
You could learn Kavod Mora, not the same thing, really. Kavod should be like Mora.
Kavod Mora, not the same. And, it's interesting. Kavod Chavercha, Kamayra Rabach. There's no Mayra Chavercha. So I guess the upgrade is Kamayra Rabach. In a sense, it's more. In a sense, it's less. I'm not sure. But now, Rechai Velazhda, though, has here a nice pshat. He says, Yichavayin Ratzalaymer, ki ha-yetzer misameh ha-odom. A person's yetzahar is constantly blinding him. Umare ha-gadol mimen u-shu miktali tamidav. The relative chashivas of people, a person always sees himself in a slightly, or sometimes in a much better light than reality, and sees others in a lower level than reality. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says that's why the Mishnah says to upgrade people, because then you're getting it right. Because people are blinded. They see someone who's better than him, Shubitani Tamidam. L'cheinomar Yichavayd. Im Kavayd Adira Lach L'Tamidcha Kisholcha. the person who looks to you to be on the level of your Talmud is probably really on your level. And the fellow looks like your pal, t'chabdei k'rabach. He says, t'chabdei k'rabach. Oh, it's t'etzei d'echa v'asecha. So then, if you push them up to the next level, you yoytze your obligation, l'fiyo emes. Hashem betach medrega achas na'le yoytze b'kfiyo nirabeinecha. They're certainly on a level higher than that which seems to be so. Avol b'emes, yishulcha lechon geder. But each one has his geder, till we have to give covet. Now this is reminiscent of the Taz that I'd like to quote in Hilchis Avelus by Dine Hespid. The Shulchan Aruch says that we say a Hespid, don't exaggerate, but you can exaggerate a little. So the Taz writes, Mali Sheker Muet, Mali Sheker Meruba. What's the difference if you say a big lie or a little lie? It's all a lie. So he answers, because everybody is a little better than you give him credit for. So we're always suspicious the other guy's a little worse than we give him credit for. He says, usually the other guy's a little better than you give him credit for. And that's because people judge others by their yardstick, and not everybody has the same yardstick. So he's learning that into the Mishnah, why you should give everyone a higher level of covet. Okay. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, have a zayar b'talmud. Sheshigagas talmud oile zaday. Now, Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, the way the most of the Rafarshan learned this, is you have to be careful. Because if you make a mistake in your teaching, you will cause your Talmidim to do bad things, and you'll be responsible for it. Someone who teaches is responsible for his mistakes. And it's a bit of a frightening thing. There's the famous story of the Sheikhit who came to the Chafetz Chaim, or Mr. Salanter, well, not, it's just a story, but, and he said that, you know, he has the aim of being a Sheikhit, you know, he can feed people the veilus. He make mistakes. He had enough. He's going to be a malamed. So the Chafetz Chaim told him that being a malamed, your mistakes are much, the gravity of your mistakes is much greater than being a sheikhet. Sheikhet, so you feed someone the veil. But a malamed, you make a mistake. It's a terrible achrayas. Terrible achrayas. I don't know. It's not really possible. I don't know how a Rebbe is supposed to motivate Talmidim without making mistakes. It's just not shaykh. Like, how do you do it? How do I do it? You tell people if you don't show up, you can't come anymore. Then it's like, oyliyam aymar, oyliyam loyaymar, you know, and then there's some people who just can't hack it. They can't hack a full day, 5 days a week or 6 days a week. It's the whole system is very, very difficult. You put a bunch of boys in a classroom, you're supposed to treat them all the same, but they're not the same. So. Anyway, that's the Pasha Pshat. That's not Rechai Velozhe's Pshat. Oh, let's first finish the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Aimer. Rav Shimon says famously, Shloisha Ksarim Heim, Kesa Teira, Kesa Kuna, Kesa Malchus. You have three crowns, the crown of Teira, crown of Kahuna, and the Kesar of Malchus, the Kesar Shem Toiv Oila Agabeim. And the crown of a good name rides on each of them. Somebody has a Keser Torah with a Keser Shem Tov, or Kuhuda, or Malchus, but he has a Keser Shem Tov, that makes it valuable. A person could influence others by a good name, that counts. Tov Shem Tov, Mishavet Tov, right. So a good name is of great value. It seems to be an assumption that it's hard. I would say, people say it's impossible. Nothing's impossible, but it's hard to fool all the people all the time. Person has a shame type, it's usually there's something there. Now, his explanation of Shishigas Talmud Oilazad is the following. He's not saying it's going on teaching, necessarily. It's going on teaching out of learning. Kamai, Shishkar Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Kein Gab Bittel Talmud Torah Chas Rishon Neged Kulam La'inish. Just as the Shkar of Talmud Torah is greater than anything else, so too the Aveira of Bittel Torah is greater. Now, shoygeg, when you do something by mistake, you can do something by mistake, it could be a big avera, small avera, but you have to be more careful for a more serious avera. So the shoygeg responsibility goes up according to the greatness of the mitzvah of the avera. And therefore, a zadain on a, so to speak, smaller avera, is equal to a shaygeg of bittel Torah. So that even a shaygeg bittul taira is of significant consequence, and it's probably the hardest of all the taryag mitzvahs is bittul taira, to how much you should be learning, how much you shouldn't be learning, etc. Shem tov oila al gabeyem, ki yira hi ha'itzer ha'magid al taira. Fear, Yira Shemayim, is that which protects Torah, as he said at the very beginning of Ruach Chaim. That's like the preservatives they put into Torah, is that which preserves it, is Yira Shemayim. Hamudachim b'seicha, k'ma shmi'anu reish perak aleph, l'ze omar oyla al gabeyim l'seich echad v'day l'meyim. He's saying, the Shem Tov that comes from Yira Shemayim is oyla al gabeyim. You want the kesa Torah, you learn Torah, you want it to have a kiyum. So that goes above them.
So,
what?
How does Shem Tov connect to Yira?
A person, the Shem Tov here means that people understand that it's Yira Shemayim. The good name of someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he means. Now, there's something that I hesitated, I was thinking about speaking in one of my shiurim, but I hesitated. I'd like to share with you and tell me what you think. There's a well-known story, which I believe is true, that the Chazanish chose the stipler for his sister, based on a journal, Shtikl Torah in a journal. There's a piece of Torah in the journal, and he read it. He said, "Wow, this guy's for my sister." He read the Shidduch, and whatever happened, they ended up getting married. Excuse me. And everybody repeats the story, adds to the story, that the stipler, the Chazanish, must have seen Yira Shemayim and Kvayt Shemayim in the, because just someone writes a good Shtikl Torah, that doesn't prove that he's Yira Shemayim. That's how the story goes. I'm currently learning Amudah Betachin. I have a twice a week Seder in the Chazanish Sefer, Amudah Betachin. And although he doesn't refer to his brother-in-law, he writes there, from a Chazal, that if you see someone who's learning, and you see his learning is on an elevated level, choose him for your daughter. Take him for your daughter. And he says specifically that just from seeing his midas, you can't choose a wife for your daughter, a husband for your daughter. From Torah alone, even without midas, you could see it. He's writing there the difference between a Baal midas and a Baal Torah. Now, undoubtedly, the Baal Torah has to have midas taivas. But there he's writing that from Torah itself, you can see the whole picture. Now, I'm reluctant to say this publicly because it's not practical advice. If you're looking for a shidduch for your child, you better check out the midas of a person. You know, Chazanish could see in the Shtikl Torah, but you know, you and I, you can't see in the Shtikl Torah. But, it's just the elevated level of the Chazanish, that from Torah itself, that the person could see the, I guess, the keser. When it says keser sheitev al gabeim, it's reflected in the Torah, I guess maybe in the Hasmadas HaTorah, the Amelus HaTorah, whatever it is the Chazanish saw. So, that's this idea. Keser Shem Tov El Gabeim does not mean the Keser Shem Tov is independently worth more than Keser Torah. It means when the Keser Shem Tov is on the Keser Torah, so then it preserves it, then it gives it a kiyum and it has a value.